KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:05, we have cloudy skies. 56 degrees in Atlantic. We picked up a quarter of an inch of rainfall overnight here at the Nation of Valley's official weather station. And we look for showers and occasional thunderstorms today. A high of 67, which would break another record high temperature for Atlantic. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Rex Pharmacy, where they'll help you stay on track with your medications. Ask them about no-wait refills and Rex Packs. Well, no injuries were reported following a rollover accident Sunday night just west of 5th and Poplar Streets in Atlantic. Atlantic Police Lieutenant Devin Hogue said a teenaged female driver of a 2015 Chevy Sonic was at the wheel when the accident happened at around 8:40 p.m.
Vehicle westbound on 5th Street here turned, what we were told, to miss a feline in the road. I think overcorrected, went up on the curb, and did strike the tree, and then that's what flipped the vehicle over to end up on its top.
And again, there were no injuries. Red Oak police report the arrest just after 1 a.m. today of 28-year-old Zachary Charles Burks of Red Oak. Burks was taken into custody on a charge of domestic abuse, assault, and obstruction of emergency communications. He was being held without bond in the Montgomery County Jail pending an appearance before the magistrate. At around 9 p.m. Sunday, Red Oak police arrested 38-year-old Tina Marie Shavers of Red Oak on charges of aiding and abetting a theft in the third degree. Shavers was being held on $2,000 bond. And at around 5:45 p.m. Sunday, 32-year-old Robert Benjamin Harris of Red Oak was arrested by Red Oak police for theft in the third degree and trespass. His bond was also set at $2,000. Red Oak police say three people were arrested on separate charges Sunday morning. Just after 9 a.m., 37-year-old Becky Jo Hegarty of Red Oak was arrested for simple assault following a family dispute. Hegarty was booked in the Montgomery County Jail and held on a $300 bond. At around 6:25 a.m. Sunday, 23-year-old Ashley Nicole Woodman of Red Oak was arrested for public intoxication after Red Oak police were called to the Montgomery County Memorial Hospital, where a female was reportedly causing issues. Woodman was found in the hospital's parking lot and taken into custody, her bond set at $300. And at around 5:30 a.m. Sunday, 41-year-old Jason Neal Beecham of Red Oak was arrested for domestic assault. He was being held at the Montgomery County Jail on a $1,000 cash bond. A man who was allegedly acting in a disorderly manner in a Red Oak pawn shop was arrested Saturday morning for breach of peace. Police say 43-year-old James Reed Mitroff II of Red Oak was found to be intoxicated and acting in a disorderly manner. He was taken into custody at around 10:30 a.m. Saturday and held in the Montgomery County Jail on a $300 cash bond. A Western Iowa jail inmate infected with HIV has been charged with felony assault after officers say he threw a carton of his urine at a detention officer in Council Bluffs. 52-year-old Charles Perkins of Youngstown, Ohio, is charged with assault by inmate with bodily fluids or secretion. He faces up to 5 years in prison if convicted. Police say the incident occurred February 8th at the Pottawatomie County Jail. Investigators say Perkins told them he intended to throw the urine at another inmate, but his aim was off and he hit the jail officer instead. The officer was being evaluated for HIV exposure. A retired Catholic priest in Western Iowa has been given a suspended jail sentence and ordered to register as a sex offender for invading the privacy of several students in a high school restroom. The Reverend Paul Monahan was sentenced last Friday. The 83-year-old Monahan got a suspended sentence of 30 days in jail for each of the five counts. He plans to appeal, according to his attorney. The judge in the case said in December that he found credible the testimony of five male high school students who said Monahan repeatedly entered the high school restroom and looked at their genitals at an open urinal. Monahan was suspended in July after the Diocese of Des Moines learned of the investigation. Well, the school board members of the Griswold, Cam, and Audubon school districts are set to hold their regular monthly separate meetings this evening. The Griswold school board will gather at 5:30 p.m. in the central office of the middle school high school building. And during that meeting, the board will act on approving a construction manager in advance of the possible construction of a new district building. They'll also act on approving chemical application bids and mowing specifications. The meeting will conclude with a closed session. In Anita, the CAM school board meeting gets underway at 6:30 this evening and will begin with a public hearing on the plans, specifications, form of contract, and cost estimates for a new addition to the Messina building. Following the hearing, the CAM school board will act on approving a resolution for the plans, specs, and form of contract, review the construction bids, and then act on awarding the contract for the project. Other discussion and or action items on their agenda include that which pertains to the greenhouse, mowing bids, a bleacher stairs project in the high school gym, and a review of the high school vehicle fleet, along with discussion on plans to upgrade those vehicles. And up in Audubon, the school board for the Audubon School District will start on a work session at 6:30 p.m., followed by their regular session at 7 this evening. Action items on their agenda include the purchase of baseball field property, setting the date for a fiscal year 2018 school calendar public hearing, as well as discussion on possible action with regard to an administrative survey. The Audubon School Board will also discuss fiscal year 2018 calendar and staffing options. In the funeral announcements, Janet Dulch, age 82 of Cumberland, died Tuesday. Graveside memorial services for Janet Dulch will be today at 10 o'clock at the Greenwood Cemetery in Cumberland. Roland Funeral Home of Atlantic has the arrangements. Beulah Carlson, age 84 of Panora, died Saturday at Panora Specialty Care. Funeral services for Beulah Carlson will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the Panora United Methodist Church. Twig Funeral Home in Panora has arrangements. Mary Louise Gallitz, age 96, of Oakland, died Wednesday at the Oakland Manor. Funeral services for Mary Gallitz will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the Oakland United Methodist Church. Reconvened Funeral Home in Oakland has arrangements. John Charles Brown, age 89, of Fontenelle, died Wednesday at the Adair County Memorial Hospital in Greenfield. Graveside services for John C. Brown will be held Tuesday at 1 o'clock at the Dale Cemetery in rural Centerville. Steen Funeral Home of Greenfield has the arrangements. Lois Stribe, age 81, of Manning, died Friday at Manning Regional Health Care Center. Funeral services for Lois Stribe will be on Wednesday at 10:30 at the United Methodist Church in Manning. Odie Funeral Home in Manning is in charge of the arrangements. Marion Martin, age 86, of Harlan, died February 11th in Council Bluffs. A memorial service for Marion Martin will be Friday at 4 o'clock at the Little Flower Haven Chapel in Erling. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home is in charge of the arrangements. Jody LaVon Davis Kern, age 54, of Altoona, died Saturday at Iowa Methodist Hospital in Des Moines. Per her wishes, cremation has taken place and services will be held at a later date. Johnson Family Funeral Home is handling the arrangements for Jody Kern. Terry Hobson, age 68, of Ames and formerly of Oakland, died Saturday at Mary Greeley Medical Center in Ames. Services for Terry Hobson are pending at Reconvene Funeral Home in Oakland. And Ingrid Hemmingson of Atlantic died Saturday in San Diego, California. Services for Ingrid Hemmingson are pending at Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic. The news was brought to you by Rex Pharmacy in Atlantic. The prices you need, the service you deserve. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.